I remind him of the answer provided by the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture on the 22nd of September, which details why Erie Stain Plantation is not and cannot be classified as heathland. There is therefore no possibility of reclassifying Erie Stain and Skerd as heathland. To explain further, heath refers to a type of open, uncultivated land with low growing vegetation, often dominated by shrubs such as heather and gorse. Heathland specifically refers to a type of heath that is characterised by acidic soils and a unique assemblage of plants and animal species. This is an important distinction because it is specifically heathland habitat that is prudent to avoid when reviewing sites suitable for onshore wind development. Studies have also been undertaken to identify the proportion of heath present at the site, which is limited to very small patches in fringes and clearings. Additionally, surveys are currently being undertaken within the environmental impact assessment, which will look to mitigate impacts to the environment where practicable. None of the proposed wind turbine locations at Erie Stain and Skerd intersect heath at the plantation. The definitions are given by DEFRA and others experts on this matter, and we will abide by those.